I came up, you know, obviously super young, and he really took me under his wing, would invite me to go to dinner, and would, you know, I went to his house, and I'll never forget going to his house the first time, and just sitting on his bar was a Gold Glove and a Silver Slugger. you know, I, not that I ever had a chance of approaching any of those type of awards, but the last thing I would do is probably put it on a bar, you know, just because I just blew my mind, you know, cause I would, if I had those rewards, I would have a nice glass case built into my house that was locked, you know, like all this stuff. And it was sitting right there just. But, you know, that's kind of Zim. That's just him. And he was always so good to me. And obviously, you know, I come into the situation. I know who he is. I know how great he is. And he's just a very likable guy. Couldn't ask for a better teammate. And, you know, just super down to earth. I think that's what's unique. I think there's a lot of big personalities in the game, and that's great. But he just went about his business and led by example. I think there are a lot of good leaders that we had in the clubhouse, but he was definitely a guy that just would show guys the way. And if you just watch the way he went about his business, he got the job done and always treated everybody with respect and, you know, really helped me out. And just, like I said, it meant a lot to me as being a young guy to have somebody like that kind of, you know, be welcoming. Again, with his ability and his talent, and obviously his accomplishments, he had every right to have a big ego and act like he was better than everybody else. But that is the furthest thing from the way that he went about his business. So I think that says a lot about him as a person and obviously as a teammate. And part of the reason why, like, he's a guy no matter what you root for. And, you know, like I said, in the day of kind of look at me type stuff, he was never that type of guy. Just got the job done and let the results garner the attention. And so I think that's what really makes him special.
On the field, of course, the back nine of his career, he had the position shift. But thinking back to when you would have first come up in early 2010s, when he was at third base and fresh off that 09 Gold Glove, how would you describe it as a pitcher to have him behind you in the field? And how would you describe sort of what made him such a special defender early on, especially in his career?
Yeah, I mean, it was peace of mind, especially obviously the hardest play as a pitcher is that whether it's a bunt down the third baseline or, you know, a jam shot, that was, you know, that's I wouldn't classify myself as the most athletic person on the field to get over to that ball. I just knew if it was going there, that's the play that he made day in and day out. And so just to have him come in and know that he was going to gobble it up and make an awesome throw and get the guy out, that made my life a lot easier, and I was able to concentrate on the pitching side of things. So, and then, you know, from a hitting standpoint, whether I was in the game or in the bullpen or whatever, you always rooted for him to come up in a big spot. As everybody knows, his ability to minimize the game and capitalize on any mistake made by the pitcher was second to none. And, you know, it's day in and day out, he would show that. And so that was always super special to watch.
Was it all leading by example? I'm curious about that. You know, when you came up, was there, I don't know if you would remember particular advice, or you did reference early on, you know, inviting you to his home for dinner, beverages, etc. But was there anything that stands out specifically that he may have passed on to you or that he brought to your attention that sort of clicked in with you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing was just, it was just seeing how he went about his business and, you know, being out in public with him. And like, obviously, when he goes out somewhere, people know who he is and the way that he treated every fan with respect. And it was never a nuisance, you know, and he understood what being Ryan Zimmerman entailed. You know, he never thought he was better than anybody else. So for me, again, I was always that way. I was well aware that I was young and I needed to kind of absorb that stuff. And so I watched him. I watched how people reacted to seeing him because, I mean, he's not a small guy. You know who he is when he walks in a room. So I thought that was really good for me to see, to go, okay, you know, you don't need to walk in and act like you own the place. Albeit he has every right to do that, but he never did that.